Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is waiting upon the Lord. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. How many times have you heard that? And you hear, no, I'm hungry. I need to eat now. I can't wait. Years ago, they used to take a lot of time to prepare the food, and you'd have to wait and wait and wait. And then finally, the food is ready, and you sit down to eat. Now you go into any kind of a fast food place and get food instant. Well, the Bible talks about waiting and some benefits of waiting. I want to tell you a story first about a farmer who was planting corn. And he was new at it. He didn't know how to farm, really. He didn't understand all of the ins and outs of farming. And so he plants some corn, and the stalks get 3 feet high or so, and he looks at them and he says, there's no corn here. I wasted my time. And he tears it all down, plows it up. And his neighbor says, well, you didn't understand. He says, you're supposed to wait for the corn. It would have shown up had you known. But now you destroyed your field. That's what we do a lot of times. We don't understand how the process goes. And so we get frustrated. And we want it now. We're in an instant society, and we want things now. And sometimes we do that with God, as we want now. We want our prayers answered now. How come it hasn't happened? The prophet Isaiah wrote this in the 40th chapter, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. There are some blessings about waiting upon the Lord. Why should we have to wait? How come God's not ready to do what we want him to do? God works everything together for good. Have you heard that before? To them that love God and are called according to his purposes. And so life happens, and he's working things together for good. Our challenge is to wait upon the Lord. When we don't, we get frustrated, we drain our strength, because we want it now. And the Bible says, if you wait upon the Lord, that you will renew your strength, that you will mount up with wings as you were an eagle, flying and soaring. It's all coming your way. It just hasn't got there yet. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. That's a great thing. So today, I want you to think about waiting upon the Lord. He's not late, ever. He's doing his thing and accomplishing the destiny to which he's called you. And it all shall happen in due season. All we have to do is sit back and wait and see the hand of God. So be blessed. Sit back and wait upon the Lord. God bless you and have a great day.